wake up. Hello? Okay, he's breathing. So that's good. A few scratches and minor injuries. The fall wasn't too high, but still could have had a big impact. No internal injuries. Hopefully no injuries on his brain. Oh gosh. I need bandages. Please don't be gone when I come back. I gotta hurry. Where is it? Where is it? It's gotta be here somewhere. Where is it? Where is it? It's gotta be here somewhere. Somewhere. Wait, this is it. Oh, thank goodness. Okay, I get the bandages. Now let's see. Okay, I got the bandages. Now, let's see. I really hope that you don't get mad at me for taking off your shirt earlier. Though I'm pretty sure you'll thank me later. Jeez, you're really badly hurt. Let me just clean these off before they get infected. Jeez, what are you humans so reckless for? This isn't even the first time I saw a human in this condition, and I had to save him and recuperate him. I don't know why, though. It just feels like there's something different with you than the others. Let me start patching up these wounds of yours. Let me cover this wound. Let me cover this one. Just a couple more to go. I really hope this helps. Oh gosh, I just thought about it. How do I even get you home? Let me cover over this last wound. There, that should be good. Now I'll just have to stay near you and wait for you to wake up. Hey. You're finally awake. Wait, don't get up. You still have very bad injuries. First of all, what is your name? Don't worry too much, okay? If you could maybe cooperate with me and let me take you to my home, I'll be able to hide your injuries forever. Can you do that for me? Please? Okay, great. Here. Put your arm around my shoulders and I'll hold you up. Here. Slowly. Alright. Lean on me while I take you home, okay? Great. Let's get you going then. Here we are, my home. It's still a bit messy from all the materials and equipment. I'm really sorry about that. Oh yes, let me guide you to the couch. Lie on your stomach for me, please. You can't walk there alone? Okay, well, I'll help you. I'm very sorry that I couldn't heal you then and there when you were passed out. I would have made you a healing liquid, but you could have been taken or killed had I left you for longer. I'm glad you forgive me. Thank you so much. But I still need to help you recover from that fall you had. Now, where are those golden berries? And let me turn up the heat of this kettle right quick. It needs to be at perfect boiling temperature for me to even add the berries. Am I a witch, you ask? No, not exactly. I have a few friends who are witches. And some cast spells, but some make potions. Me? Well, I'm a healer. I tried making different potions, and it didn't go so well, though. Anyways, I wanted to ask where you came from. I saw you take that fall, and you didn't look like somebody from around here. Or from any of the other towns. You came from another world, but how? Well, don't you worry. I'm the most caring and most professional healer you'll ever meet. Now let me get feed. No, nothing's wrong. I just, give me a moment, okay? Alright, I'll be right back. Oh, goodness. I hope you didn't see it. I hope you didn't see. I hope you didn't see. Let me take this sweatshirt off and put on a new one. Alright, I'm back. The healing liquid should be ready now, but before I pour them over your wounds, you need to take this. Here. It's a drink that'll temporarily get rid of the pain. The liquid does cause things, and I haven't found a way to get rid of it yet. Anyway, first, you're back. Hopefully, the drink is already in effect. Not exactly, it seems. But never mind that. Let me tend to the wounds now. And let me just turn this kettle off. And I'll take this and pour it into here. Just relax and don't worry. Let me wrap this into your wound. Oh, and I saw a few scratches and scars on your inner thigh. If you don't mind, maybe you could take off your pants for me? Thank you. Why are you hard? You saw me covering up. Suppose. Yeah, that'll be going away soon, will it? Alright, well, let me pour over your thighs, and then we can take care of that thing. Mm. out to it. It's twitching too. What does that mean? I'm almost done anyway. Alright, your wound should begin to heal and return to normal. Now about your erection. You mean I have to stimulate it? Of course I learned about this. I'm not an idiot. I've just never done this before. I don't know. I mean, it is kind of tempting. Well, I don't have a lot of options other than just to please you. So, just take your boxes off already. Oh my gosh. I'm getting there. Just don't rush me. Let me get comfortable first. I'll get on all fours. Like this. Alright, I'm gonna stroke it. Your cock is so warm. You're such a perv for wanting this, you know? I bet you had this all planned out, didn't you? So huge. And there's even pre-cum coming out. Well, what do I do about it? Alright, if you say so. It has such a strange taste, but it's not bad. Should I keep licking? Alright, I'll lick at the rest of your shaft. It actually tastes good. Do you like being healed this way? Your clothes. Mm. to me already. You heard me. I want you to come on me. I want you to be healed, so just come. Here, I'll suck in your balls to get you closer. Now back to your shaft. Holy fuck. As if your pre-cum didn't taste good enough. I would have had you just blast it all in my face, but you know what they say? Spitters are quitters. They say the same thing in your room. I guess we aren't so different after all. I mean, the smell is pretty strong. But I wouldn't say it was bad. Not at all. Was it satisfying for you though? I'm glad to hear it. Say, you don't have anywhere to stay, do you? Well, why don't you just stay here? I promise to take very, very good care of you.